Welcome to our look back at Adventures in Odyssey. I'm Phil Lawler, one of the show's creators, and I'm glad you've joined us. You know, William Shakespeare said, "What's in a name?" Well, a name can communicate the personality and behavior of a character, and be a whole lot of fun, too. With that in mind, here are a few of the more nutty names we've used on Adventures in Odyssey.
Who are you?
Methuselah. I'm head of the Ark Builders Union number 407.
Welcome back to the Opera Heraldahue Show.
Excuse me.
Welcome to Clemens Cameras. If you want a camera, and even if you don't, you've come to the right place. S.L. Clemens, proprietor at your service.
Hello, Doyle. Private investigator.
Who?
Rosencrantz Guildenstern. How do you do?
I'm William Shattered.
I'm Brink Chetley.
I'm Van Scuddy.
And I'm Bart Rosser.
The name's Marty. Marty Scoresberg.
Don Iyoe, guest liaison.
Let's turn to our resident expert on Middle East affairs, Hassan Ben Sober.
Howard J. Weasel.
Weasel.
Weasel. It's French.
I'm Morton Dunkey, attorney at law. I'm a partner in the firm Dunkey, 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 and McCormick. Actually, I'm the third Dunkey.
Well, congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
What's in a name? As you've just heard, plenty. Take the name of this program, for instance. It's not called Soap Opera in Odyssey. It's called Adventures in Odyssey. And we're going to hear some incredible moments from some of our greatest adventures when our look back at Odyssey continues in just a moment. Welcome back to our look back at Adventures in Odyssey.
Every time I come into this Bible room, you got something new on display. Now, what's this contraption you're working on now?
Well, I'm calling it the Imagination Station.
The Imagination Station, Witt's greatest invention, designed to let kids and their parents experience Bible and general history firsthand. What follows are some of the best moments from our greatest Imagination Station adventures. Hang on to your hats, because here we go!
Mustn't. Look again, Mistress Lucy. Can you see anything? Is the flag still there?
I don't know. Yes, it is. I see it. It's tattered and torn. But it's still there. It's still there.
Let me find, please. It's an emergency.
Oh, there, young man.
Is this where President Lincoln is?
Yeah, but you can't get in unless you buy a ticket, and I'm afraid we're sold out.
I don't want to buy a ticket. I have to get to the president.
Now, hold this right there. You can't just come in here like this. Help me out here, boy.
No, you don't understand. Let me go. The president is in danger. Someone wants to kill him. Let me go. I have to get the president.
Hear the words of the Lord God, O Pharaoh. About midnight I will go throughout this land. Every firstborn son in Egypt will die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on the throne to the firstborn of the slave girl who is at her handmill to the firstborn of the cattle. I shall wreak such havoc upon these people that when I am through, future generations will not be sure there ever was a Hebrew nation.
Stand back and witness the salvation which the Lord will accomplish for you this day.
Joshua, look.
Praise be to God. The sea is parted. There's a clear, dry path for us to walk.
Jimmy!
Here come the chariots!
Do not fear! The Lord will fight for you. Hold your peace. The Egyptians you now see, you will never see again.
Jimmy!
Joseph! Benjamin!
What?
mistletoe.
My child, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
You mean this is the moment?
Eugene, where have you been? You should have seen it. I was there.
Tell me, Joseph, what will you call him?
His name will be Yeshua. Jesus.
Jesus. The Redeemer of Israel and the world.
Mary, I am to take you and Jesus, and we are to flee to Egypt.
Egypt?
Yes, yes, that the prophecy might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt did I call my son.
But it's so far. How are we to get there? We have no money.
Perhaps we can be of assistance.
Yes, of course. How could we have forgotten the gifts?
Gifts?
Please forgive our rudeness. In our joy at seeing the child, we neglected to remember that we have brought gifts for him. Oh, please honor us by accepting them.
A crown of gold for the newborn king. That should see you safely on your journey.
Frankincense and other fine spices used by the priest in the temples of my people. They should fetch a good price at the market.
My gift is far less ornate and much more practical, I'm afraid. A pot containing a healing ointment of myrrh for the scratches and bruises that will afflict our young king as he grows.
Good magi. Thank you, one and all.
Take the stone away.
But Lord, it's been 4 days since he died. By now his body must be decayed.
Father, I thank you that you've heard me. I myself know that you always hear me. But I say this because of the people standing here, so that they may believe that you have sent me.
But the name, his name.
Eleazar. Lazarus. Come out.
Follow me, Digger, and remember...
Not a word,
this
I know.
This very night, you will all fall away on account of me.
Take the bread to the master at the head of the table. I'll pour the wine. The
That's the man on the donkey.
Yes, the Messiah.
I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
No, even if all fall away on account of you, I will never fall away. I'm ready to go with you to prison, to the death. To the death.
I tell you, Peter, today, yes, even tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny that you even knew me 3 times.
No, Master.
Ah, the bread and wine. Thank you. Take. Eat.
I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Son of the Blessed One. Are you Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ?
I am.
What shall I do then with the one you call King of the Jews? I find no basis for a charge against him. Shall I crucify your king?
My God! My God, why have you forsaken me?
Oh, no. No. Why? Why are they doing this to him? He didn't do anything wrong.
I'm sorry, lad.
Jesus.
Well,
Jesus.
Father. Into thy hands I commit my spirit.
No!
It is finished.
Please.
That's right.
Oh,
surely this man was the Son of God.
We'll return with our look back at Adventures in Odyssey in just a moment. Welcome back to our look back at Adventures in Odyssey. As we've heard, the Imagination Station has taken us on a lot of great adventures. But over the years, we've been privileged to witness several people in Odyssey start the greatest adventure of their lives. In fact, the greatest adventure of all time. They became Christians.
My, my, but this room is a mess.
No, it isn't. I just cleaned it up this morning. That wasn't very funny.
Then why are you smiling?
How do you know I'm smiling?
Because a smile isn't just something you see, it's something you hear as well. And I haven't been hearing too many out of you lately.
That's because there hasn't been too much to smile about.
Is that a fact? And just what reason do you have to be unhappy?
Because of what happened to you.
Oh, it's not a dirty word, John. You mean my blindness?
Yes.
Well, now, that's my problem, isn't it? Why should you feel bad?
Because it was my idea that we go riding.
Oh, but I agreed. It's not like you were making me do something I didn't want to do.
But now you can't do it at all. Or lots of other things either.
Well, I don't know about that. But even if it is true, it's still my concern. Not yours, John Avery. Why are you unhappy?
Because you aren't.
What?
You remember before the accident, how I told you that you don't know how I felt about my mother because you never lost anything?
Yeah.
Well, now you have lost something, and you're still not unhappy.
No, I guess I'm not. That makes you angry, doesn't it?
Yes. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, shh. There, there now.
How can you be so happy all the time?
Well, in the first place, I'm not always happy. I still get upset every once in a while. But when that happens, you know what I do?
What?
I remember an old Scottish prayer that my mother taught me when I was a wee girl. It goes, Lord, I thank thee 1,000 times for the roses. Help me to thank thee for the thorns as well.
Why would you want to be thankful for the thorn?
Oh, because the thorns remind us of just how beautiful the roses really are. Don't you see? Everything, even the bad, has a purpose.
So, that's what makes you happy?
Oh, it's part of it, yes.
What's the rest of it?
Lad, you know the rest. Whether you realize it or not, it's right in front of you. You look at it every single night.
You mean the Bible? That's what makes you happy?
That's right.
But I read it. Why doesn't it work for me?
Because it's not enough to just read the words. You have to try to understand what the words are saying. And who's saying them?
Well, how do I do that?
By asking Jesus to come into your heart. That's the source of true happiness.
Can you... will you help me do that?
Oh, John Avery, of course I will. Just bow your head and say, Dear Father.
Dear Father.
Connie, I have to be honest. My heart is racing like a dozen horses. What do you want to talk to me about?
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking, Whit.
Yes?
I've been thinking about Odyssey, going to California, lots of things like that.
You have?
Yeah. You know how I've been feeling over the past few months. I've been really confused. And, well, I thought by going to California, everything would become clear for me. I could be myself, and I wouldn't be confused anymore. And you know what?
Know what?
Well, that's exactly what happened. I've got it all figured out, and now I know what I want to do.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to do?
I want to pray with you.
Oh, Connie.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure of all the right words, you know. Forgive me for my sins, and, I want to ask Jesus Christ to come live in my heart.
Oh, Connie, you don't know how I've prayed to hear you say those words.
Yes, I do. I think your prayers made it all the way to California. This might sound kind of weird, but can we get on our knees?
Oh, of course, of course.
Thank you, Father God.
Are you ready?
If you are.
Dear Jesus,
I look at your father, and it reminds me of what life is like without faith. It's awful. And here you are, a teenager, and you're able to cope better than he can, even better than I can. Now I suddenly realize that I've been right in the middle, somewhere between you and your father, sort of riding your coattails of faith, but really living like him. I don't want to do that anymore.
You know what you have to do, right?
Yes, you made that clear in the past. And maybe this is the best time, right here with you and your grandma. I want to know Jesus the way you know him. Will you introduce me properly to him?
Mom, I'd love to.
Here in the privacy of a desolate wit's end, I must ask you, what must I do to be saved?
Well, you have to do what everyone's been praying you'd do. Repent and accept Jesus. Let him into your heart so you could enter into his life.
All right.
But,
is there something wrong?
I'm sorry. It's the strangest thing. It feels like something's not quite right. Something's missing.
Oh, there you are, Jack.
Connie, of course.
I was looking all over for you. First I left a message on your machine, then I...
Connie, come here.
Why? What's wrong?
Eugene?
Well, actually, Miss Kendall, Connie, I've made a decision, and I suppose it's most appropriate that you are privy to it, the decision that is.
Huh?
The time has come, you see. I would like you both to pray with me.
Pray with you?
Mm-hmm.
Eugene, you mean, is that what all your... I don't believe it. Eugene, you want to pray to become a Christian?
In a word, yes.
Eugene.
Would you like to kneel?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not entirely certain how to begin.
Just start and we'll work it out as we go.
Yeah.
Very well. Oh, hi, guys. What's going on in here?
Oh,
hello,
hi,
Bernard.
Jack? Is there anyone else I should invite to this private moment?
Is this private? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just worried about you, Eugene. I thought I'd check, make sure you're all right.
He's about to become a Christian.
He is. He is? Well, stuff me with feathers and call me a pillow. Well, that's wonderful, Eugene.
He hasn't done it yet.
Oh, well, don't let me interrupt.
Well, would you care to join us?
Why, yes. Yes, I'd love to. Thanks. Boy, Eugene, this isn't a moment I don't want to miss.
Okay, Eugene. Let's bow our heads and you take your
time. There you are. I was wondering where everybody was.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Mr. Riley.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you having a prayer meeting? You know, it's funny. I was driving past and suddenly got the feeling like I should stop in. Maybe this is why. Oh, wait a minute. Are you praying, Eugene?
If I get the opportunity.
Eugene wants to become a Christian.
What? Eugene. Well, for crying out loud. Well, let's get on with it.
Okay, Eugene.
I didn't expect to have such a large audience.
Is everyone here who should be?
Well, we're missing one, but...
Well, I guess he's kind of here anyway. Go ahead.
Very well. Well... Our most glorious and majestic supreme creator, sovereign and lord of all he surveyeth...
Eugene?
Yes?
Try it from your heart.
How about, dear father...
Oh, yes, Of course. Dear God, my new Father in Heaven, I am uncharacteristically at a loss for words, so please accept my verbal fumblings as I finally respond to your promptings.
Yes, we have been blessed to witness some wonderful people come into the kingdom on this program. And we behind the scenes have been incredibly blessed to learn how some of you out there have also started on the greatest adventure of all because of something you've heard on Odyssey. It blesses us because leading people to Jesus Christ is what Adventures in Odyssey is really all about. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, why not do what you've heard Witt and Connie and Eugene do and join the family of God? It's a perfect time with the new year, decade, century, and millennium coming up. Just bow your head and repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know without you I'm lost. I need the forgiveness, salvation, and grace you've made available through your death on the cross. Please enter my heart now, become the Lord and Master of my life, and make me a new creation in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. You need to go and tell your parents what you've done. Then start reading your Bible to find out as much as you can about Jesus. And then write to us here in Odyssey and tell us all about it. We'd love to rejoice with you in your new life. As John Avery Whittaker says,
the best is yet to come.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Over the years, our vocal talent has included Paul Herlinger, Hal Smith, Katie Lee, Walker Edmiston, Dave Madden, and Will Ryan. Our writers have included myself, Steve Harris, Susan McBride, Paul McCusker, Jeff Parker, Diane Dalby, Charlie Richards, Rich Peterson, Van Trapp, Chris Fabry, Marshall Younger, April Damon, Jeff Kohler, Jeff White, Paul Malm, Campbell Freed, Dave Arnold, Jim Ware, Doug McIntosh, John Beebe, Tori Martin, Bill Myers, Lissa Halls-Johnson, and Kathy Wieringa. Our directors have included myself, Steve Harris, Paul McCusker, Chuck Bolte, Marshall Younger, Dave Arnold, and Bill Myers. Our producers have included myself, Steve Harris, Paul McCusker, Dave Arnold, and Al Jansen. Our production and sound designers have included Steve Harris, Bob Luttrell, Dave Arnold, Mark Drury, Todd Bastide, Ramsey Drexler, Jonathan Crow, Dwayne Harms, and Rob Jorgensen. Our music composers have included John Campbell, Marty Achito, Tim Hossman, James Gabriel, Pat Woodland, Jack Ballard, and Barry Young. Our executive producers have included Chuck Bolte and Al Jansen. On behalf of all of them, our wonderful announcer Chris Anthony, and any others I may have missed, I'm Phil Lawler, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.